Health Promotion Officer Shanika John says parental involvement is essential for the continued successful management of the COVID-19 disease at schools. Ms. John outlines a number of measures parents can take to help with curbing the spread of COVID-19.
As it relates to school, the back-to-school setting, we know that our children are very interactive. They interact a lot with their peers, they interact a lot with surfaces and so forth. So we really want parents to remind and continue to educate their children about the importance of washing their hands, keeping their unwashed hands out of their face, and even in instances where they are not able to wash their hands, they encourage frequent sanitization and cleaning of surfaces within the school setting. I know some schools have systems set up where they've asked the parents to contribute towards making sure that they keep the classroom clean and they have the hygienic materials and so forth that are available. So we really want to still continue to encourage parents to support those mechanisms, because in the end, it spills off to their child or children well-being in the long run.
Chief Health Promotion Officer, Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Jamaica's Health Minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton, is recommending a dismantling of some traditions and customs in the country's public health system, which the COVID-19 pandemic has shown are unnecessary obstacles. Dr. Tufton says one area of weakness still being worked on is widening the pool of people who can administer vaccines. He says the plan is to include pharmacists as well as doctors in the private and public health sectors. Internationally, the Chinese city of Chengdu extended a lockdown for a majority of its more than 21 million residents today to prevent further transmission of COVID-19, while millions more in other parts of China were told to shun travel in upcoming holidays. The city was locked down on September the 1st after COVID cases were detected, becoming the largest Chinese city hit with curbs since Shanghai's lockdown in April and May. The lockdown had been expected to be lifted on Wednesday, but officials said late in the day that the virus still posed a risk in some areas and extended the lockdown for 16 million of the city's residents. Those under lockdown will be tested every day, and anyone who tests positive will be quarantined. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.